This is a test for my telegram, but see if it'll show up without people. It looks to me that Telegram will let you see the post, but not every post if there's too much memory involved. But I'm wondering if audio will show up. But anyway, while I'm thinking about it, I'm going to post this to Telegram. When God revealed to me the code, the creation code is what I call it. It's just a holographic view of reality. The only people that I saw online who actually could see it were the people who were like the witches or the warlocks and stuff like that, or the New Age people or whatever. And the New Age couldn't really see the code. There's a lot of people studying gematria, and gematria is not even close to it's junk, you know. And then there's some people that study numbers, some people study shapes and symbols, but everything is a piece cut off. So gematria is going to have some truth, like just a little slither of truth, but it's not going to have the whole truth. And so to get the whole truth, you got to study the words, because Jesus is the word. Everything is a word. The houses, the shapes, the symbols, your belt, everything is a word. The letters, your hands, your body, your character, your heart, your phonics, everything is a word, because everything comes from the word. Everything's a derivative of the word. Derivative means derive, or de-river, off-river. So everything derives from the logos, and as you unfold the logos, you get all reality in all words. And most people are like the logos for the corporations and all, and the symbols and the shapes. They're eating and drinking of the logos, and they're making a living and making money off the logos and off their images and all that, off their artwork, but they're not giving the logos the glory. They're eating and drinking of Christ, but they're not giving Christ the glory. So anyway, now, once I've done that introduction, I want to talk about this. So I've only met a few people that could understand the code, and it's mostly women. And you scratch your head and you say, well, how come women can understand the code, but most men can't? And I think a lot of it has to do with the man's worried about making a living, paying the bills, the cares of this life. So he's got the wife and the kids to take care of. And the woman's at home, she has a lot of time to think. And not only does she have a lot of time to think, she has a lot of time to watch the reflections of her thoughts. So her husband goes out to work, and he says something, and she's thinking about what he says, or she needs something, or there's some kind of desire or whatever. And he comes back home, and he has something in his hand that she needed, you know, that she thought it, and it appeared, you know. You know, it's happening to all of us. It's happening to the man at work, and it's happening to everybody, but the cares of this life blind you. So if you watch a lot of the gurus and all these people, they'll talk about, you can just think it and it'll appear, and that's true. But there's more to it, because you got to get your heart right. And you know it's true, because Job said, the thing that I feared most came upon me, right? And you notice, when you live in fear, stuff happens. I'm afraid my tire is going to be flat, and the next day it gets flat, or the next week or whatever. The thing you focus on starts to appear. But and the reason is, we're in a holographic reality based on the word. And so all possibilities are in Christ. Everything that's happened already happened. That's why when you watch a movie, you can watch it again. Hold on a second. When you watch a movie, you can hit the stop button, you can hit replay. You replay it again. Why can you replay? Because it's a subset of reality. Reality is replaying. And you might say, well, how is reality replaying? It's replaying at the cross. Everything's a projection from the cross. So when you take a plant, I was at work Friday, and there was somebody sitting there, and I told her, I said, see this plant? I said, do you see the object lesson? Let me show you what it is. The clay pot represents your body. The seed is in the pot, right? In the dirt. Your body has the seed of the word. So the spirit goes back to heaven The clay goes back to earth. You go back to source. Whatever your source is, that's where you go back. Your clay body goes back to earth. Your spirit, which is from God, goes back to heaven, to God. Because you're sons of God. The preaching of the word, receive the word in your heart. So you, your spirit man is going back to God. Your clay man is going back to Clado land. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, right? So what's happening here is, I think I'll upload this to Spreaker, and I'll upload this to SoundCloud and all of them, because this is important. What's in you is what you are. If you're a devil, you're going to go to hell. Right? If you're a saint by the earnest of the Spirit, you're going to heaven. If you're a clay, just a clay body without spirit, your clay is going to the ground. You are what you are until Christ be formed in you. And so the holographic understanding of this reality, that everything's connected at a different level, is very rare. And it took me a long time to get there. And I used whatever tools necessary to get there. And all those tools are from the same source. Whether it's the words, whether it's the Bible, whether it's the etymology, whether it's little pieces of gematria, whether it's little pieces of code, whether it's shapes, whether it's colors, whatever it is. And the universal code is pretty much this. I'm getting ready to tell you the secret of life. Everything's a boomerang. Why? Because His word won't return void. It goes out and accomplishes what out He sets to do. Jesus spoke the word. Why? Because He was spreading seed into Mother Earth, into the creation, not just Mother Earth, but the whole creation, because the galaxy and the universe is one turn, and the axe, gal, spirit. So the whole universe is turning creatures back to Himself. God didn't just make humans, but Jesus came down for the humans, to redeem humans. So it was all about the redemption of His body. So He spoke it all out as a farmer sends a seed out. And He turns the dirt over. You turn it in your mind. You get born again. You have a conception. You get born again. Christ be formed in you. Then the seed of the word grows in you. The Holy Spirit in you starts to grow, and it projects out into the ethereal, the 5D. Your 3D body stays in the 3D, but your spirit man projects out like your neck, right? So you got a neck and you got a head. So the head projects out from the body. So the 3D body doesn't project out into the spirit. The spirit, the head of the body, there's a neck there that projects out into the spirit. And so once you project out past 3D into the spirit, you affect the hologram. Let me say that again. This is why they're trying to shut down. We're revealing so much truth, they have to shut it down because they're trying to do a great reset to hide it, but they can't hide it because you just can't stop this. It's impossible. You can't stop this, people. You just can't. So your neck projects out of the body. So the spirit man in you projects into the 5D spirit realm while you're still walking in 3D. And so you can project with your mind, with your spirit, into the 5D in your imagination and your thoughts. And you can actually see the types and shadows down here in the material realm. You can actually see what happened. So that plant came out of that pot, and that little plant was rising up out of the dirt. Now the pot or the clay was just the container. And the plant, the tree or plant or whatever it was rising up out of that pot. And so your spirit rises up out of your clay pot body. Your body's a clay vessel pot. Your spirit man rises out past that. This is some truth about healing. This is some truth because the spirit controls everything else. As long as you have your types and shadows right, Moses had this, he followed the types and shadows to the T, right? Not under legalism, but God told him to do it and he did it, you know? He wasn't perfect because he smote the rock. He wasn't supposed to smite the rock but once. Because Jesus was smitten once, he smote the rock twice and he didn't get in to enter into the promised land. But he did live till he was 120 and he was still strong as he was when he was 18. Now, what's happening here? Your spirit man is projecting into 5D. Your mind, mental, men, mantis, praying mantis, cogitation, meditation. Mantis is seer, divine, like a divining rod. You use your mind to see past 3D. You use your mind and your imagination and your meditation and your prayer to see past the 3D realm. Not that you're seeing anything in the 3D, but your mind's eye, and I'm not talking about a third eye, I'm talking about you're able to see deeper truth while you're in the natural. And it blows the devil's mind that you can do that. It blows the demon's mind that you can do that. And because you're only able to do it in Christ. Because when you're in Christ, you're high above everything else. While you're still walking down here in it, you're high above it. It's like being in a box, looking in a box from the outside in it. While you're still in it, you're looking at yourself. And that's why I say all the movies and everything reflects you. Because you're in the box, but you're really outside the box. So as you're functioning in the box, it's a fractal hologram. So you're actually looking at yourself when you're watching a movie. You're actually looking at yourself in time, outside of time. So everything that you do inside this box, inside this womb, inside this matrix, inside this game, video game, whatever, everything that you do, you can actually look from the outside in, know what you're going to do before you do it, and know what other people are going to do before they do it, because it's already been done way back at the cross. So when you become a praying mantis, which is nothing more than cogitation and praying and meditation, and you become a living, breathing sacrifice. Not that you're perfect, but you die daily. You mess up, but you die daily. You keep short accounts. When you become a praying mantis, that's because you look at a praying mantis, it's always in prayer mode, right? So you're always in meditation mode, 24/7, 7 days. You cut off the music, you cut off the noise, you cut off the TV. Only reason you watch anything or do anything is because you're grabbing for stuff from the spirit realm with the object lesson. Sad part is you get to a point where this place, you just get tired of this place. This place is ridiculous. But you got what you got to do is you got to disconnect from this place, have no identity down here. Your loyalty's not with this place. Your loyalty's not with the 3D. Your loyalty's with the Spirit. And so the body of Christ, your loyalty's with. Down here. The Word of God, your loyalty's with. The truth, your loyalty's with. You're not loyal to anything. It doesn't matter if your job ends. It doesn't matter if your car destroyed. It doesn't matter if the tornado hits your house. It don't matter what happens. You move on to the next thing. You can live in a tent and move to the next tent. If your tent breaks down, you go to the next tent. That was a good thing about the Indians and the teepees, you know. You move on. Because this is just a training wheel experience, you know. So the reason your neck rises up past the body is because you're being pushed up into the spirit realm to understand deep spiritual truths. Whereas the common man can't do it. It's impossible. Imposible. They cannot do it. It's impossible. The only ones that can do it, semi, but they get confused, are the people who are demon possessed. They get confused because they're not able to rightly divide the word of truth. And what happens is with these kind, they end up worshiping themselves. They think they're God. And we're all derivatives from Jesus. The per son is the per the son. The human man is a different color of man, different shade, different shape. We're all pieces from the source being cut back into the source. That's why I said it's a boomerang. Everybody's a piece cut off from the Word, being changed by the Word while you're in the Word, to be changed back to the Word. So that's what's happening here, people. And it's easy to let the cares of this life drop you down from the spirit walk down into the natural realm. And with all the drama of the media, the news and all that, YouTube, censorship, it kind of distracted me for a week or two. But I think I'm back on track now because I found a place to upload. I actually found a few places to upload. And so I'll probably upload this to SoundCloud, Spreaker, Telegram, my website, everything. I'll probably try to remember. I don't know if I'll remember or not when upload this to YouTube once it shows back up. But I'm to the point now. I'm just YouTube's. I don't like people who censor, because they're censoring the truth. They're so scared of the truth going out, because what's going to happen is when you learn to be a praying mantis 24/7, then you can affect the hologram. And that's what they're scared of. They're so afraid that you will step out of the 3D into the 5D, and you will start to control the 3D is where they're eating of and drinking of. And they're actually trying to destroy this place unknowingly. They believe the lies of these demons or talk to them. They're trying to divine by the devil. You can divine and get deep spiritual truth from the Holy Spirit in you. It's because it's who you are. You're sons of God, daughters of God. But they're trying to divine with demonic, evil. See, the more evil religious services they do, they pull down from a demon information. So if they do something very evil, a demon's going to show up, because they're throwing God under the bus, and something's going to fill that void, right? So a demon's going to come in and show them something that's beyond the natural and is supernatural, and you're going to be like, what is that? They just got it. It's nothing. It's really nothing. It's really lies. It's really just magic. It's demonic magic. When the angel showed up to feed Elijah, and when some angels showed up, when the donkeys, it's a supernatural. You're in a 3D book. This is just like a book. This is like Plato land. This is Disneyland. This is cartoon land is what this is. The spirit realm's the real deal. They only can grab a little bit, because the devil is a defeated foe. But if you really get it right, if you get serious with God, he's going to show you deeper things. And so I put a lot of time in a lot of this stuff. And I still do it all the time. I think about stuff all the time. And I started thinking, why do the witches look all, they start to look all crippled and all. Especially the ones who are trying to, like, they'll try to get something in your house, take it back, and they're trying to teleport into your house or whatever. Think about it. They're crossing over, just like the demons tried to cross over into this plane, and God had to close them up and bound them in the pit. He bound them. So when the human tries to cross over their body, they try to teleport into the spirit realm through a demon. That's where they get the cancer, and that's why they're all bent over in the pictures. And they're riding that broom. See, they're riding that broom, right? That broom is their staff. And so they ride, they pass through the spirit realm. And then they come back, and they're all eat up with stuff. You see what I'm saying? And so they get all bent over, and they're in the pictures, you see the witches bent over and their fingers are bent and all that. It's because they do these rituals. They're doing these rituals. Just like Burning Man. Those people, they're not going to benefit from Burning Man. They're actually telling you what's happening. Man is going to burn. What is Burning Man? God is going to burn this place down. It's going to be renovated. The first earth was renovated by water. The next time it's going to be renovated by fire until we have 1,000 years of peace, of Jesus rules for 1,000 years. Then we're going to have a new heaven and a new earth. But I'm telling you, this whole thing, if you get into the praying mantis mindset where everything that you do 24/7, you're in meditation, cogitation, meditating on the truth, the word, digging deep, God's not going to not hear you. He's going to answer you. But it's a small, still voice, and you have to get used to that, and you have to train yourself to listen because God is always speaking. You might, a lot of people say, is God still speaking today? He's the Word. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. Every moment He's speaking. Every moment He's acting. The only reason we don't hear Him, because of the flesh mind, the cares of this life. So I'm sure people won't be able to hear this unless they go to SoundCloud or my website. But I'm going to go ahead and upload this to Telegram. And think about it. Think about how things have repeated. So back in the 1980s or 20s or whatever, they had telegrams. Now we're using the telegram because they're trying to censor us. See how everything recycles and repeats? Because there's nothing new. Now we're using the telegram. And the Bitcoin is coming on. Look, the biggest move, if you want to invest in stock, what's getting ready to happen is called the blockchain. And you don't have to buy Bitcoin and Ethereum. You buy the companies that mine the Bitcoin. Just like I said, praying mantis. You don't care about Bitcoin and Ethereum. You invest in the companies that do the mining of Bitcoin. That's what I'm talking about. Whew. That's a mouthful right there. Praise God, He showed me this stuff.